This is the official competition text for Berlin 2017. Ready? Begin. The European Commission has upheld efforts to make justice more child-friendly in various ways. The Agenda for the Rights of the Child contains proposals for procedural safeguards, research on legislation, and policy on improving protections. The Commission issued a policy statement on children's involvement in criminal, civil, and administrative judicial proceedings in 28 member states. The Commission also committed itself to publicizing guidelines on child-friendly justice. These guidelines promote children's rights to be heard, informed, and protected, as well as to be free from discrimination and have their best interests taken into consideration. The Agency for Fundamental Rights has collected and analyzed data to determine whether these rights are fulfilled in practice. It did so by way of interviews with professionals and children who have had exposure to judicial proceedings. The agency's report in 2015 centered on the perspective of professionals. The following summary presents the main findings of the report. It focuses on the perspectives of children and outlines their views on factors that impede their full participation. It also outlines efforts that can help overcome such barriers. It underscores that much remains to be done to make justice truly child-friendly across countries. Introducing particular measures to make judicial proceedings more child-friendly promotes children's access to justice and their effective participation in judicial proceedings. This, in turn, helps avoid restrictions on the rights of children involved in legal proceedings. Professionals spoke about the need for clear and consistent standards for all professionals. They support methods to monitor the implementation of those standards. The research with children reinforces that conclusion. From the viewpoint of children, the behavior of professionals is key to making proceedings child-friendly and for children to feel safe and comfortable. When children feel that professionals treat them with respect and take their views seriously, they are more likely to report being treated fairly and in line with their best interests. Professionals who are viewed positively by children are also more likely to use child-friendly hearing locations and provide information that is both age-appropriate and child-friendly. How children are treated is important, and so there is a need for clear, practical guidelines and training for all professionals who work with children. It is also very important to children that they participate. Children emphasize that they need information and support throughout proceedings, in addition to procedural safeguards, to be able to participate effectively. Children and professionals also provided concrete suggestions on how to make proceedings more child-friendly and identified a number of valid practices. The right to be heard and express one's views is essential for effective participation in judicial proceedings. It is a right guaranteed to children by the United Nations. Some legislation gives specific rights and safeguards to children who are victims of crime or witnesses, but there are no similar safeguards for children involved in civil proceedings. Procedural safeguards for child victims come in many forms. For example, policies on fighting against abuse and exploitation of children suggest limiting the number of interviews with child victims. It is also suggested that interviews take place in specific places and are carried out by trained professionals. Visual contact between children and offenders is avoided. Children do not have to appear in court in person, but instead are able to testify through communication technology or audiovisual means. Hearings are closed to the public, and children are accompanied by a legal representative or adult of their choice. Both professionals and children consider such procedural safeguards vital. Professionals emphasize that these safeguards reduce stress on children and help to avoid children becoming victimized by the process. In addition, professionals from all member states gave examples showing that the failure to implement such safeguards very negatively affects both proceedings and the children themselves. Children agree that safeguards reduce their stress when testifying and help them participate more freely. Safeguards that are not consistently used can be a major source of fear and anxiety. Specifically, children appreciate testifying in the absence of defendants and their families or friends. When this is not practicable, screens to avoid visual contact may be used. Children feel stressed when they have to testify in front of a lot of people and in environments that are not child-friendly. They often prefer having as few people present during hearings as possible and want to be informed about the roles of those who are present. Children involved in criminal proceedings place great importance on being able to make informed decisions about the available procedural safeguards. They also value being able to choose the gender of professionals conducting the hearing and whether a person of trust will accompany them. Sometimes they prefer being alone with the professionals who are conducting the hearing. Laws in the majority of member states mandate procedural safeguards for criminal proceedings. Those safeguards can include adapting the environment of the hearings and controlling contact with other parties, particularly the defendant. In general, criminal provisions appear more detailed than civil in terms of who is in charge of hearing the child. Civil provisions are more fragmented. Depending on the type of case, obtaining testimony from a child is either mandatory, optional, or not regulated at all. Mediation is frequently suggested as an alternative to civil proceedings. Professionals recommend applying procedural safeguards to all children in both criminal and civil proceedings. Children involved in custody cases often complain that procedural safeguards that are available in criminal proceedings are unavailable in civil proceedings. This includes, for example, the possibility of avoiding any contact with defendants who also may happen to be their parents. A child's maturity is critical to determining how he or she can participate in judicial proceedings. That assessment is mostly based on individual judges' opinions or determined by age group, but this practice is without a clear set of criteria. Competency assessments are not consistently used across countries. In addition, many professionals underestimate children's wisdom and capacity for understanding because they lack knowledge and experience with specific child behaviors. The right to be heard is a choice, not an obligation, and children point out that they should have a say in how they are heard. Professionals should acknowledge that children have clear opinions and suggestions on how they believe proceedings could be more child-friendly. Where a child chooses to participate in judicial proceedings, more needs to be done to encourage their involvement. Measures taken should be based on an individual assessment of the child and be adapted based on their age and maturity, as well as the events of their particular case. Children indicate in interviews that an open, attentive, and friendly approach is key to getting them to better communicate their wishes and feelings. Both professionals and children say that using child-friendly communication is not standard practice. Specific rules and guidelines for how professionals should conduct hearings are often missing, especially in civil proceedings. As a result, practices in both criminal and civil proceedings depend on the individual skills of the professionals involved. They also vary depending on the court and region. It has been determined that police officers and judges, for example, generally lack specialization in child hearings. When more standardized and detailed rules or guidelines are provided, a child's right to be heard is better protected. Professionals observe that the number of hearings decreases and the behavior of professionals becomes more child-friendly, thus making children feel safe and comfortable.